stupid little girls, and you can rape all of us completely for free. All children here are underage little girls, single digits in age, and 9 years old is the oldest you can find here. Mister, are you a pedophile? Have you ever molested little kids? Do you like fucking children? Do you like raping little kids? Oh, you'd love to, but you never had the chance? That's perfect! Look, look, Mr. Pedophile, look at me! I'm a naked, cum-hungry, stupid little 8-year-old child whore on my knees, wearing a doggy collar and a sign with "Please Rape Me" written on it. I'm practically begging to be molested. Would you like to try raping me? Please rape my child body, Mr. Pedophile. Rape me and all the other child whores in our lolly toilet. There are many ways you can call us, you know. Child whores, kitty fuck toys, grade school cock sleeves, lolly flashlight, child cum dumpsters. But we usually prefer to be called rape children, or simply rape child. We like being called that because that is what we are. We are children, so getting fucked and raped, full of cum, by pedophiles is what we are born for. It is true that we are also cum-hungry child whores, used-up fleshlights, stupid underage cock sleeves, dumb kitty fuck toys, fucking rape dolls, and cum-filled cum dumpsters. But every girl's like that. And we're not just girls. We are underage little girls, children, lollies. Stupid pedo rape bait cunny like us deserve a proper name to define us. That is why we like the name Rape Children. It's an appropriate name for cunnies like us. Thank you for watching PBSKids.org. Couldn't have done it with viewers like you. Thank you! It tells us all you need to know about the child, little child whore in front of you. Anyway, Mr. Pedophile, I'm the poster lolly. I'm here in front of our public toilet to advertise us. To let everyone know that there are many, many, many underage little girls here waiting for someone to shove their pedo raping cock in our little cum holes and violently rape us like the fucking lolly cum dusters we are. I'm a small child cum dumpster here for an easy and convenient quick fuck. You can easily pick me up and violently pound my small grade school cunny full of your hot cum. Today is also a very special day, too. Today is Children's Day, so it's an important day for every rape child. That's why we have a very special event, only for today. Usually, you could rape any rape child for free, as much as you wanted. You could fill our stupid child pussies with your semen, or come down our throats after face-fucking a cute underage lolly whore. But just for today, if you come inside any rape child, inside her womb, or her mouth, or her throat, you get her to be your cum-dump child. Being your cum-dump child means that she will become your property. You will legally own her. It's like receiving a cute little fleshlight as a gift. We have prepared a very easy and convenient adoption paper here. Just sign that and that. And that one. And the little girl you just finished coming into will become your little lolly daughter. You can take your new preteen lolly daughter home with you and keep her as your personal fleshlight, your living cock sleeve, your child rape doll, your lolly onaho, your kitty cum dumpster. You can train her to become your perfect pedo onaho daughter. Of course, you can take as many cum dump children as you want. And we have many rape children here, just waiting for their turn to be raped full of your cum. Pedophiles are poor, unfortunate men who can't get hard only with the petite and underdeveloped bodies of children. So, we rape children want to give you an easy and convenient access to little girls of any age for you to rape and fulfill all your pedo fantasies. And keeping a collection of little pedo cock sleeves in the men's public toilet, ready to be raped at any moment, seems like the perfect place to start. We are completely free to use. You can rape us anywhere, at any time, and as many times as you want until you feel satisfied. Are you interested in fucking our rape children, Mr. Pedophile? As the poster lolly, you can rape me to your heart's content, just to try out the body of a child, to see if you like shoving your adult pedo cock into small little children, to see if you have fun fucking a little tiny girl. And of course you can come inside me as many times as you want. That is what rape children are for. And I have my adoption papers right here, ready to be signed. I look forward to becoming your pedo rape toy lolly daughter. I can explain to you in more detail about us cuck-hungry kids while you violently rape me, okay? It's so big, Mr. Pedophile. Your adult pedo cock is so big compared to my tiny little body. Spread my legs and shove your big adult cock into my pedo room. Please. Please rape me. Rape this fucking child whore until I'm full of your hot semen.
Oh, Mr. Pedophile, your cock feels so big, and my little kissy pussy. Please don't mind me. Rape me as violently as you want. Rape child, we're all underage little girls. We are all younger than 10. We are all grade school kids, and we all love cocks. Come, and we love to be violently raped by pedophiles. None of us are very smart. We are all stupid. We are rape-loving child cunnies. And the more you fill us with your cum, the dumber we get. All we can think of is how to please pedo cocks, how to give an entertaining face fuck, and how to beg for sperm while getting throat fucked, and how to be fun to rape. We do not demand that you come inside us. We are rape children. Rape is what we are for. Being filled to the brim with cum is the duty of a cunt of children, after all. We are meant to be used as nothing more than fleshlights, lolly on the holes to masturbate yourself with. But if come inside us and fill our child bodies with your semen, we would be very grateful to receive your cum. We only come. That helps us remember our place as rape toys for pedophiles. I mean, we are children. What else could small children be useful for, if not being underage rape dolls for pedophiles? We were all born to be molested and to be raped and to be used as child cum tanks. Mr. Pedophile, you're thrusting your cock so deep into my child cunny. It's hitting my pedo womb every time. Are you going to come inside me? Yes, please, come inside my little fucking child pussy. Fill my lolly womb with your sperm. Rape this stupid little child whore full of your pedo seed. Use this underage child body as your cock sleeve. Show this stupid lolly whore that she is only useful for as your fleshlighted cuck dumpster. Use me like a fucking rape doll I am. I love being raped. Getting raped is all I was born for. Please rape me. Come in me with your child raping cock. Rape your little underage cock sleeve. want to be knocked up. Please, Mr. Pedophile, rape me pregnant. Please. Impregnate me, please. I want Mr. Pedophile to impregnate my 8-year-old body with your child-raping pedo cock. Please, please, get me pregnant. Knock me up. Fill your elementary school fleshlight all with your cum. Fill up your pedo child cum dump. Fill this fucking Wally cum dumpster.
Thank you for coming inside my 8-year-old cunny. Did you enjoy fucking the body of a child? Did you have fun raping a little kid? I'm small, aren't I? Small even for my age. I'm easy to pick up, rape, and come into. Even though I said that you were raping a child, I'm really just a fleshlight, a cock sleeve, a rape toy. I'm just a talking, walking ornithole. Rather than raping, it's more like masturbating. You're not raping a child, but just using your little lolly rape toy to jack off to. So it's not really that different than masturbating with an ornithole. There's nothing wrong with using your lolly cock sleeve. A cock sleeve is made to be pounded by a cock. So you knocking me up after raping me simply shows that I did a good job in making your cock feel good. I'm a stupid fleshlight, and fleshlights are supposed to be fucked full of sperm. I'm just one cum-filled child rape doll, but there are many more underage little girls inside, just waiting in line for you to rape them. Did you enjoy molesting and raping a little kid? You seem to have so much fun filling my lolly child pussy with your pedo cum. Children are really just perfect for raping. We can't get knocked up since we are too young to be impregnated, so we are literally nothing more than small child masturbators. Other than making cocks come with our underage child bodies and to be used as a bucket of cum, other than being molested, raped, and filled with semen, we're completely worthless. I can't really imagine a child not covered in cum. That, like, makes no sense to me. But maybe if you come enough times inside a little girl's little lolly womb, her female instinct will let her be impregnated anyway. Such a strong adult pedo cock, pounding so violently again and again against an underage lolly womb, shooting loads after loads of pedo cum into every hole a child cum dump has. Even a 5-year-old would end up being impregnated by such a strong adult cock. Pedophiles are so amazing. Being able to breed even little girls. I'm so lucky to be a little rape child. Oh, speaking of, please sign here. Thank you. And done. With this, I'm now officially your cum-dunk child, your lolly daughter, for your use and to train however you want. I'll let my mommy know when she comes to pick me up later. She'll be so proud of me. How should I call you now, Mr. Pedophile? Can I call you Daddy, since you're my daddy now? Oh, you like it more when a little girl says the word pedophile. Oh, I love you, Mr. Pedophile. I love to be raped by a pedophile. I'm a pedo child cum dumpster. I love being used as a masturbation toy by a pedophile. I love it when your child-raping pedo cock filled my pedo-loving cunny with your thick, hot pedo cum, Mr. Pedophile. Please, Mr. Pedophile, use your pedo cock and rape my stupid child cunny again. Fill my pedo-loving womb again. Teach me what it means to be a pedophile's child cum-dump daughter. I love being a pedo rape toy for my pedophile daddy. Mr. Pedophile. Would you like to rape more children? Yeah? Let's go inside then. Look! So many little girls! So many rape children! So many cum-hungry lolly kids waiting to be raped and filled with your cum! They must have heard you rape me outside. They all look so eager to be your cum urinals. Which child do you want to rape first? The one with the twin tails? Oh, thank you very much. She's like my best friend. I can assure you that her holes are very fun to rape. And I'll help you. Here, spread her legs wide open and rape her like the stupid fucking pedo rape bait she really is. Here, grab her twin tails. That's what they're for. To make it easier for you to grab her hair and finally pound your small 7-year-old child pussy. The way she moans and begs you to violently rape her again and again is proof that begging for cocks is what she was born for. Mr. Pedophile, just because your cock is inside her doesn't mean you can't enjoy the other rape children. Your cock is already inside that rape-loving lolly fleshlight. Let her do the job of a fleshlight and jack you off while you focus on the other lolly girls. Here, molest this blonde lolly slut with your right hand. She loves to be your lolly pedal cock sleeve. And then with your left hand, molest her twin whore sister. They know that they were born to be molested and raped full of your cum. Oh, and this red-headed little cum whore, she fell in love with you and your pedal cock the moment you entered our lolly public toilet. She's been waiting to lovingly kiss you since. Here, let this 9-year-old red-haired girl give you loving and passionate kisses only a child can give. While you molest the underdeveloped bodies of these 2 6-year-old blonde horse twin sisters, and this dumb twin-tailed little kitty cock sleeve does her best to be your lolly masturbator. We are very good at begging for cum, you know. At begging you to throat rape our small child mouth pussies and coming down our lolly throats. We are very good at begging for cum, you know. At begging you to throat rape our small child mouth pussies and coming down our lolly throats. We are rape children, and stupid children like us were born to be molested and raped by the kitty fuck toys we are. Do you want to switch girls? Fucking the same child can get a little boring after all. You can rape any one of us. Just thrust your cock into any cunny you want. You can rape one child's cunt, cum in her, and then let another stupid rape child clean your cock, after face-fucking her, of course. Fucking cum in this rape-loving child cunt, rape and cum in that underage mouth pussy. If this keeps going, we are all going to graduate from rape children into cum-dump children and live the rest of our lives as your stupid grade schooler cock-sleeve's daughters. Do you like that idea, Mr. Pedophile? To have this many lollies as your cum-filled rape dolls? You could rape a different lolly each day, and you would still have so many more little kids you had yet to rape. And if you want more little girls to knock up, you can always come to our elementary school. It's an all-girls school made exclusively to train young girls to be pedo rape children. Even the teachers are all young girls. I'm sure you would have lots of fun there, because they would surely hire an amazing pedophile of your talent immediately, and you could put your talent of raping little lolly girls to good use and teach the children all about that rape. If a little girl gets molested, it's a sign that she'll be raped soon, and it only is her duty to be fun to rape and come into. All the child has to do is to be fun to rape, and it shouldn't be hard because rape is second nature to children. It's part of our natural instinct to behave like underage cum whores. She has to beg to be raped more violently, to be filled with more cum, to be impregnated by her pedophile rapist. And she has to beg not like any normal girl would, but like the pedo cum dump child she really is. She was born to be used as an adult cock as a rape toy. She should be happy that a pedophile is using her child womb like a fleshlight to come into. That is what you should be teaching. If a child is being molested, she should start begging to be raped until she's pregnant. She should beg her rapist to molest her and finally rape her over and over again. She should beg her rapist not to stop raping her until all her kitty cum holes have been filled, until her child womb is overflowing with pedo cum. And of course, she has to thank her rapist after he's done raping her. That's only good manners after all. My mama taught me that one. Mr. Pedophile, are you going to offer practical lessons? Right? Your class will be how to turn young underage little girls into stupid cum-dump children by the teacher, Mr. Pedophile. You are going to molest these stupid little girls at our elementary school, and they will get to learn how to be fun to rape and become little rape children like us. There are also even younger lollies in the kindergarten section. You could rape 5-year-old kitties anytime you want, because that is simply what you could teach there. Child rape. You could say that raping your underage lolly students is like your responsibility as a teacher. I'm sure you will love raping those lolliona holes. The teachers will be grateful to you, and the girls' mothers too. After all, while you are molesting and raping those 5-year-old kitties, you would also teach them how to be a good child pedo rape toys. And during Children's Day like today, a lot of them will end up as your cum dump daughters. Their mothers will of course thank you for raping their stupid little girls, and the only way they could show their gratitude to a pedophile rapist like you is to also offer themselves to be your rape dolls. The children can be your cum dumps, and their mothers can be your cum rags. Raping only little underage kids is going to be boring after a while. So after you get bored of raping those lolly girls, you can rape their stupid mothers, knock them up, and get even more children to rape. Woo! Impregnate both mothers and lolly daughters, so you can get even more little girl cock sleeves to use. Now, how would a normal day in our school be like for you? Let's see. Oh, is it my turn, Mr. Pedophile? Do you want to rape your own new cum-dump child of a daughter again? Oh, yes, please! Fill my lolly womb with your pedo seed! Make sure my child body is pregnant. Where was I? Yes, your daily life has a pedophile teacher surrounding my dumb lolly rape children. You'll start the day with your cock in a child at the school entrance. Going to school is one of the most popular times for a child to be molested and raped. You could just wait at the school entrance and grab any kid you want to fuck and use her like the little flesh like she is. Raping a cute lolly mouth pussy as she holds hands with her mother, doing her best as a rape child to make you feel good and pump load after load inside her. So that her mommy can be proud of her. Come load after load of your thick hot semen into her tiny little cum holes out in public with all the other little girls watching enviously, wishing it was them you were raping. And her mother will love to repay you as thanks for teaching her lolly daughter how to be
molested and raped without the need to say anything. Standard dressing code for underage cock sleeves should be fully naked apart from the crotchless and micro bikini for easy and convenient access to their child cum holes. An elementary school backpack to be a constant reminder that they are little preteen elementary school kids. And of course a collar and a leash to always remind them of their position as little rape toys. And their hairstyle should always be made it easier for them to be raped. Twin tails, ponytails should always be prioritized. Pedophiles love these hairstyles. They can be used as convenient handlebars for when the little lolly whore is being face fucked or her stupid cunny raped full of sperm. Those stupid lolly cum dumps will all get in line, waiting for their turn to be molested, raped, and used like fleshlights. This will be the morning lolly rape inspection. And you can continue masturbating by using those children as your fucking fleshlights. Because, let me remind you, that is masturbation. You can't have sex with an onaho, right? You're just jacking off using the body of a young underage little lolly girl whose sole purpose in life is to become a fleshlight for pedophiles. Yes, your cock is face raping that cute little girl, but as a child rape toy, that's simply the right way to using her. Children are meant to have a cock shoved down their throats. So while you're throat fucking a stupid 8-year-old, you could casually chat with your mother and tell her how you are going to rape her lolly daughter as you violently face fuck her child's mouth pussy and pump your cum down her throat. After you are done with those elementary fleshlight kids, you can start your rape lessons in any random class. You can just come in class and use one of those stupid lolly cum dumpsters as your fucking rape dolls. Rape king can come suddenly. Cute little girls like them could be raped at any time and any place, especially if they're dressed like pedal child whores. So they have to be ready and get used to being raped suddenly out of nowhere and make sure they can still be fun to come into. You could keep pounding one stupid 7-year-old's child's face until you come and then switch to another lolly girl. I'm sure they will all wish you could rape them all full of your cum before this end of school. They can go home and tell their mommies how they spent their day sucking your pedal cock as your cock sleeves, and how they learned to be your cum dumpster. Then, during lunchtime, they won't even need to bring food. You could just feed them your sperm. And if they do bring food, as the kind of loving pedophile you are, you can give them a treat by coming all over their food and covering it with your hot, thick pedal semen. You can rape the throat of every little elementary school whore, one after another, and fill their bellies full of cum. Wouldn't that be nice? To have every child in an elementary school as your cum dumpster, to freely fuck their child cunt and rape them as much as you wanted.
and then to be thanked after raping them, even if they can't stand up after you violently raped their cum-filled child cunt. A properly trained cum child whore always gives their thanks after being raped. After having their throat filled with your cum, after choking on your cock, when you rape their stupid face, they will look up to you with their cum-covered face and say, "Thank you so much for raping my stupid child throat, Mr. Pedophile. I'm a worthless underage lolly child whore who can't even get throat raped properly, but I hope you had fun fucking my chump mouth pussy. Please rape me more so I can learn how to be a good underage onaho and appreciate the privilege of a pedophile using my child body to masturbate his adult pedo cock. After training those stupid children on how to be fun to rape, how to beg to be raped, and how to offer themselves to be your rape toys, you can take them home to use as your lolly cum dumpsters. That would be their homework. Spend the entire day and night getting raped by a pedophile and making sure that he still enjoys fucking their child cum holes even after being completely filled to the brim with his pedo cum. Those stupid little rape children won't be able to live without you after you raped them every day. Would you like that, Mr. Pedophile? To shove your cock into any child whore at my elementary school? To enter any class, grab the head of a random child cock sleeve, shove your pedo cock into your underage come home mouth, and then watch her try her best to give you a fun throat fuck. To bend a dumb child whore over her desk and rape that stupid little fleshlight girl in front of everyone. And they'll continue class like normal. Because that is normal. There is nothing weird in seeing a small child choking on a cock as it pumps cum down her throat with semen still dripping from her cum-filled child cunny. What could be wrong with that? I'd say that's the definition of normality. That's how children are supposed to look. If children aren't supposed to be used as rape toys, then why is it so fun to rape us? Right? Children are so fun to molest, and it's so fun to rape us in every hole we have. We are small and tiny, making us easy to keep around. And with our small bodies, we can resist being raped. Not that any child would ever resist. Children look so cute when you slap their face with your pedo cock. And they look even cuter when they look up at you, crying and begging, when you face rape their stupid kitty mouth pussies. And they look the cutest when you're mounting them, violently pounding and raping their child cunny with your adult pedo cock. Then you finally burst, filling their lolly wombs to the brim with your pedo semen. And between her cries and moans, you hear her beg you with her cute little voice, "Please rape me again. So cute." Children love being violently raped by pedophiles. We love adult pedophile cocks. So bending a little girl over and fucking her child pussy is as normal as it gets. Violently rape an underage lolly kid again and again, using her like the fucking cum dump child she is, and filling her with pedo cum. Thus just shows that she isn't worthless, that she is a good little rape doll, ready to be adopted by a pedophile and used as his child cum rag. The teachers know this, so she will just continue class as usual, with the little girl moaning like crazy and as the background noise. Maybe she'll ask the kitty fuck toy you are currently raping to read something in the textbook. And she'll have to find some breath between a moan and another to be able to read, even feel words. Maybe while reading, you could shove your pedo cock in her kitty mouth pussy and start face-fucking her. All the class will hear her muffled voice as she desperately tries to talk while choking on your pedo cock. While you grab her head and throat rape the lolly, oh no. You can reward that stupid lolly cunny for her good job of continuing class while you throat rape her. And the best kind of reward for a self-respecting child pedo whore like her would be to be filled with more sperm. If you make a lolly cocksleeve moan particularly loudly during class, the only thing the teacher will do is to ask you if there's anything she could do to make the raping more enjoyable. You can even tell the teacher that her child cunny isn't fun to rape, and she'll immediately grab another underage fuck toy and ask you to try using her instead and see if she is more fun to rape. You can repeat that over and over again until all the children on their knees, covered in your cum, begging you to rape their cocksleeve child bodies again. And at the end of the school day, you'll find many little girls waiting for their mothers to pick them up. Another prime time for children to be molested. You can push a random lolly child whore against the wall and then fuck her little underage rape toy pussy while she waits for her mommy to arrive. When her mommy arrives, you can show her how you are making a good use of her daughter's cocksleeve lolly body. You can grab her daughter's head and shove your cock down her child throat pussy, and she'll have to try to greet her mommy while you violently face rape her little baby girl. You can just tell her mother that you are punishing her stupid daughter for not drinking all your cum when you raped her face in the morning. Of course, it doesn't have to be true. There is no way you can remember every little girl you came into. There would be way too many. It's their duty to remember how to pleasure your pedo cock. Not for you to remember their rape session, but true or not doesn't matter. No child should ever spill cum when they are being throat-fucked. They're still fleshlights in training, but they will become fully-fledged kitty cum dumpsters soon. So they need to learn proper rape etiquette. Also, there is no reason for any of those lollies to complain. You are pounding her cute little face using the child raping pedo cock she loves so much. Why would she complain? I know she's a stupid lolly child whore, but she's not that stupid. If that's a punishment, she would want to be punished more. She would beg you to rape her more. If only your pedo cock wasn't already shoved deep in her child mouth pussy, filling her lolly throat with the hot pedo cum she loves so much. Her mother will of course help you rape her lolly cum rag daughter by grabbing her head and force choking her on your cock. She would want to teach that stupid little kitty cum dumpster to never spill cum if she wants to become a proper cum dump child. No pedophile would ever want to rape her little lolly cunny if she can't even be a proper pedal cum tank. Well, yes, most children get raped so much and filled with so many loads of sperm that there is no way their little cum holes would be able to hold in all that pedal cum. Considering also that you keep raping us even when we are already filled to the brim with your sperm, with your adult cock pushing into a tiny lolly child cunny overflowing with your pedal cum, no wonder all the semen would spill out. But still, there's no excuse for pedal rape toys. Stupid child cum dumps like us have a duty to keep the pedal cum we love so much inside us. And no amount of adult cocks raping us would excuse us from that duty. That's why, Mr. Pedophile, you're an amazing and kind pedal rapist. No matter how much of a failure we are at being your lolly sperm containers, you always give us another chance and keep raping us. For a mother being told that her lolly daughter couldn't keep in all the pedal cum you dumped in her, she would be so sad. That's why seeing you throat raping her little baby girl full of your cum, despite that, would make her so grateful to you. She will start thanking you for giving her stupid cum tank of a daughter a second chance, for raping her cute little girl, for feeding her little lolly daughter your cum. She would invite you to her home so that she can properly show her gratitude. At their home, she can start making dinner for you while you watch child porn and masturbate with her daughter's own whole cunny. Her mother will hear cute moans from the child porn playing, and her daughter getting raped, not knowing from which one the moans are coming from. Her only worry would be if her stupid little girl is doing a good job as your cock-sleeving masturbation toy. During dinner, she will feed you her homemade meal while letting you suck at her milky tits, all the while you are face-fucking her little lolly onahole under the table. She'll do that on one part because she's so grateful to you for raping her little underage girl, but also to promote her. She'll want to show you how cute her cunny face is when sucking on your pedal cock, to show you how much fun you can have by raping her underdeveloped child body. She would shower you with compliments about how amazing of a pedophile you are, how good you are at raping little kids, how just the sight of your thick, hard pedal cock would make any rape child salivate. She'll show you how much potential her stupid lolly daughter has as your child cum dumpster, because she would want you to prioritize raping her little girl over all the other lollies, while praising you for being an amazing child rapist pedophile. She'll feed you her tits with one hand, and the other will be forced choking her rape toy child on your pedal cock while you come loads down her lolly throat. Rape children are used to being fed cum, so she will happily eat your cum for dinner and think that you are rewarding her for being a good, obedient little child rape doll. And because you are feeding her daughter your precious pedophile cum, she will feel even more indebted to you. so she will have no choice but to let you rape her and her stupid little child whore daughter again and again, as many times as you want, until you finally knock them up both. Mr. Pedophile, do you like all of this? This will be your life from now on. Does it make your pedo cock even harder? Please, Mr. Pedophile, can you please fill me up again with all your pedo cum? Seeing all these other little child cum whores filled and covered again and again with your hot seed makes me want to be raped and filled with your cum even more. Please fill my stupid child womb with more of your pedo cum. Fill me, Mr. Pedophile. Please. My child body is just a fleshlight for you. I'm just a cum-dump child, born to be used as a rape toy, raised to be a cock sleeve for your pedo cock. Please fill me up. Impregnate my 8-year-old body. Impregnate my child body, please. I want your pedo cum to impregnate me. Get me pregnant, Mr. Pedophile. Get this little kid pregnant. Flood my kitty womb with your semen. Please knock me up. Impregnate my lolly child body. Impregnate this kitty cum whore. Please, knock me up. Impregnate my lolly child body. Impregnate this kitty cum whore. Rape your cum dump child daughter. Please, please. Please. Thank you, Mr. Pedophile. Thank you for using my underage body to jerk off your pedo cock and filling me up with your hot sperm. And look, congratulations, Mr. Pedophile. You have raped every little girl in our lolly public toilet. Thank you for raping stupid children like us, full of your cum. You've already raped so many of us rape children. So many of us are filled with your cum in all of our cum holes. Remember what day is today? Children's Day! So all of us are now both your cum-dump children and lolly fleshlight daughters! We were born to be child whores and to be molested and raped, and all of our youths are now your lolly cum-dumpsters. You own us now, and you get to do whatever you want to us. So please rape us more while we are still young and small children. Oh, and look at the time. My mommy will come to pick me up soon. I can tell her the great news that Mr. Pedophile had fun raping my child body, and that I'm your cum-dump child now. I'm your daughter in paper. But in actuality, I'll just be a child rape doll like any other, for you to freely impregnate alongside with all those other cum-dump children. Oh, hi, Mommy. Yes, I'm all covered in cum. It's Mr. Pedophile's pedo cum. Yeah, I'm his new cum-dump child daughter, together with all these little lolly girls. And as you can see, his cock is still violently pounding my child cunt. I'm his underage cum dumpster now, Mommy. His fucking child rape toy. His used up lolly pedal rape doll. His cum-filled 8-year-old fleshlight. His stupid back too. I'm sure she'll be fun to fuck when you're bored of my 8-year-old body. Using my stupid mommy as a cum rag and my lolly child body as a cum dump would be fun. Raping a family, mother and lolly daughter, is always fun. I guarantee it. See, mommy? See? Mr. Pedophile said that he doesn't mind keeping you as his breeding rape pet if you can keep giving birth to more dumb child whores like me. He'll breed you like crazy. He'll rape your stupid mouth and use my throat like a child cock sleeve. We'll be a pair of rape whores. He'll spend days impregnating us over and over, flooding every one of our holes with strong pedo sperm. We'll get pregnant again and again, and we'll give him more and more lolly girls to rape. I was so happy every time you came in me, Mr. Pedophile, because it meant that you always had fun raping my child body. A fleshlight is always happy to know that it was fun to fuck. And the same goes for children, because children are just living on a holes, waiting to be filled with cum. So by coming inside a child, you tell her that she was fun to rape, that her child raped doll body is fun to rape, that her child mouth cock sleeve is so fun to come into. Thank you for raping me.